Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awakened Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And today we have with us Kelly Hampton is back, my good friend Kelly Hampton. And we're going to be talking about ascension for animals. Where are we now? So we'll have a whole discussion around that. We're going to learn what star codes are for animals and how using them can help your animals. We're going to learn some healing codes to help Mother Earth and ecosystems on our planet. We're going to hear the latest from Archangel Michael on where animals are with their ascension process. And we're going to learn about star healing intergalactic energy for small animals and equines, as well as be led through a healing process from star healing intergalactic energy on the planet, which has been on the planet since 2011. As you know, Kelly's been with us many times, and we're always so excited when she's back with us because we receive wonderful healing, wonderful information, wonderful channeling from Archangel Michael and others. And just really briefly, Kelly is an international and inspiring spiritual teacher and speaker here to anchor the Christ grid on Earth. And she first saw the face of Christ appear in a glass of water as a child. And as a child, she was often visited by her Pleiadian family. And later she connected with her beloved mother from the other side and has since become a most sought after gifted medium. And Archangel Michael placed energetic channeling rods into her ears later, and this eventually resulted in the first three channeled books, Into the White Light, The Revelations of Archangel Michael. Christ and many guides continue to teach Kelly spiritual lessons throughout her 30s and 40s. And who knows who's going to show up today as well, right? So we don't know for sure if it's going to be just Archangel Michael or it's going to be somebody else. She's an elemental, an angelic, an ascended master, and intergalactic channel since 2010. She's also founder of the multiple 5th dimension to 12th dimension groundbreaking healing systems given to her by Archangel Michael, including star healing intergalactic energy, which we're going to talk about today, star healing equine and star healing for small animals, and ascended spaces, and so much more. So I'm so glad that Kelly's back with us, and Kelly can share as well with us a little bit about some of the work that she's doing, some of the products that she's been creating, the star code she's been working with more and more, and we'll see, and you know, working with animals and equines. So Kelly, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me back. Hello, everybody.
So, you know, today we're talking about something different than what we talked about last time. So we're talking about, you know, ascension for animals, right? And, I have a puppy, right? He's one now. But I have a dog. I've always had dogs all my life. And, you know, we do wonder, it's like, how are our pets doing? And we're ascending and we're experiencing ascension systems all the time. Are they also experiencing anything?
Well, I'm going to get started on that. Probably by just invoking our guides, all of our guides that are present, and those that are listening, for protection and healing. And I regularly do that kind of work, even if it's as quick as that. You know, what's that work? You know, ask for protection and guidance. Where are they in the ascension? As some of this presentation today, or a lot of it again, I've been asked to do, and what's that doing again, not to forget about the animal kingdom. And so several years ago, the Book of Animals was downloaded to me, and Michael very much hopes that we don't forget about animals in the time that we live in. And so I think I will invoke Michael here to answer that question directly for us. And then kind of put the thought in everybody's mind that I do see some group chats, so whenever you want to moderate those, that'll be great. But also put in your minds that when we get to star codes, which we'll explain here in a minute, as Alara said, if they're be thinking in advance, maybe, are there global concerns or topics about the animal habitat, animals, not just our pets, but really, you know, overpopulation, stray animals, abused poaching, you know, what are the kind of global things that are important to you all? And hopefully we'll have time in here to insert codes, simple codes for everyone to use so you can feel empowered. I mean, I think that'll be what I'd love to do in part today. So when I bring in Michael or any guy for that matter, I tend to look off the camera, but I don't have to, but my eyes won't be closed if you're new to the work. The advantage to bounce back just for a minute, the advantage of describing a system known as the intergalactic system for small animals and equines, one of the benefits of having that on our planet for 10 years, almost 10 years, is that there are thousands of documented results as opposed to maybe some system that showed up last month, you know. So let me just invoke Michael and ask him to be as succinct as possible about where the animals are. And he may categorize small animals, our pets, you know, differently than the wild animals. I don't really know till I bring him in here, okay? So, Michael, help us understand, learn something maybe new or reaffirm something. Where are the animals in their ascension? Because let's just bounce back to people for a second. Many of you probably know that there are waves of energy that have been coming, Stargate portals opening, for example, that, as Michael tells us, if you're not aware, that some people and animals will ascend, return to oneness, simply by having these waves of different portal stargates opening. Some, Michael suggests, some animals, some people never will. And some people and animals will kind of get leg up on it, you might say, by immersing themselves in the star healing intergalactic system. So, Michael, with that being said, maybe also, if I may, to be very clear, I know what I would say about ascension to summarize it, but I'd like to see if Michael, you know, will. So, Michael, define ascension, and then where are we in the planet and the animals, please? Okay, he's saying it's a return to oneness. That's what it is in its simplest form. Okay, oneness, no separation from the Creator, no separation from infinite power, glory, joy, no separation. So ascend, go higher, something like, it's a very kind of simple concept, he's saying, on one hand, and on another hand, there's it's a spectrum. Sometimes there can be complexities. Just like anything, he's saying, we can view things as simple or complex. Where are the animals in the ascension process globally? I'd like to give everyone a number just to kind of get a set here. And he's saying, if I look in the northern hemisphere, a percentage of the animals across all the kingdoms that I see have about, where are they? About 7% of them are what I call in the ascended frequency and integrated, you know, perfectly, he's saying. Most of those animals in that percentage that I'm describing are under the age of 6, okay? The other hemisphere is that percentage of animals that are perfectly attuned, that don't need any fine attuning, is a bit less. And I would say about 5%, okay? And again, their age is largely, although not totally, the determining factor. Now, therefore, having said that, there are many other thousands, hundreds of thousands of animals that are here to anchor the ascension energies, oneness, just like individuals, just like some plant species. Yes, they can be younger too, he's saying. And so there are more than that percentage. There's a whole bunch of them, he's saying, that have entered in with what we call a fifth dimensional or more loving vibration, but something's still amiss. They still need integration. They still might be anxious. They still might be fearful. They still might have some adjusting. So that's a pretty good stretch, Michael's saying. What is my expectation? And again, he's saying, I don't see everything. And as your listeners probably know, Michael you know, is not a very high-ranking angel. I mean, that's what he says, but in terms of the ranking and phylum of angels. But he wants to get to the statement here about, in today's world, are there animals that are still going to kind of stay in that density, to finish this up? And that, what would that be, please? Okay, 6%. So somewhere between, what did he say at the beginning, 7% that are totally right on, and the 6% where maybe not, they'll stay dense, is the spectrum of some type of combination, you might say. And again, if you're kind of new to the concepts, the fourth dimension is, you know, what we're all moving away out of, maybe not as quickly as some of the guides would like, but I understand that it's a very pivotal time now. For what? For us to do work. That's, and I'll explain this too if I can. But Michael reminded me to share not too long ago that this year, he said it's pivotal for what? For us to take action to help our animals, to help ourselves, to help our planet. Michael said, you know, the time is kind of ended where we expect the angels to heal something, or we expect the masters to heal something, or we expect our neighbor to do something. Now, he's quite commanding about it. And so, you know, if we can do a little bit of a part of that, you know, today, and moving forward, where we, you know, look at regions or look at animal species or look for places where we know their habitats are being destroyed, and work with some processes to help ease and elevate that, it would be a great thing.
Mm. Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Because as we help the pets and animals in our society, you know, it creates more oneness for all of us, not just for the animals, but for all of us. It raises the vibration of the planet. It raises the vibration for all of us to ascend with a little bit more ease, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and that partly has to do with Mother Earth. You know, if you're not familiar with the Book of Animals, the first chapter is, you know, downloading is the word I could use, you know, her guidance about, you know, the splinters of what she has purged out. And so the more positive side to that also is that I've been taught that many of the very young animals, because Mother Earth is vibrating higher, they can come, right? They can come, like Michael said, without having any adjustments needing to be done. And I think I'm aware that, of course, people want to know about their own pets, you know, and we'll certainly, you know, touch into some of that. But the more light we can spread, you know, especially now, that's what Michael says. It's time, you know, for a while, are your listeners familiar with, my sense was a few years ago that everybody was waiting for disclosure, right? Remember that? And it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's, you know, from my professional experience, you know, that was, well, Michael doesn't know when it's going to happen, but it's not going to happen until there's more love on the planet, you know? So anyway, it's time to get down to business. And what I love about the codes when we get into those is that they're a way to use highly charged symbols so that you can get involved, even if it's for a day or a week or one area or one topic, and you can do it from your home safely. So, you know, we'll get into those, I'm sure.
Oh, exactly. And every little bit that we can do is going to help. It's going to make a difference, right? And that's the thing that we, you know, we sometimes don't realize that, you know, if we're talking about the seals or the whales, or we're talking about the moose or the bears, or, you know, it's like, I'm thinking of the partly the Northern Hemisphere as well. But, you know, it's like we can help them too to have more ease and not be tortured as much as they are, some of them, right? By using these codes or by sending them healing or by even acknowledging them and the gift that they are.
Well, again, part of what we'll present today are some of these codes so that you don't have to be an energy worker. You don't have to be clairvoyant. You don't have to be clairaudient. I mean, although that's in us all, you know, but it's in terms of a
we lost you.
Present moment. And that's what Michael likes and tells us, you know, that this is kind of a newer thing over the last few months about the codes themselves. So, I'll explain more about the codes when we're ready to talk about those.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and so, you know, even you know, with the star codes, you know, some people may not even know what they are because they might have not been, they might have missed the previous show about the star codes, right, and how to use them and all that kind of stuff. But these, today, what we're going to talk about are specifically star codes for animals and how to use them and how using them can help the animals, right?
Well, yes, that's part of what I'd like to do. I don't know how quickly you want to get to the questions in the chat thing. You just let me know, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the questions are specific to getting messages about their love, their pets or animals that have passed on, and so on.
Well, you tell me. I'm happy to do some of that. If you read it to me, it might be easiest to read mostly. But
yeah,
let's definitely
do that.
Let's finish this or start and finish the discussion.
Yeah.
Star codes, okay? So, as Alara mentioned, I am the founder since 2010 of several, you know, higher level modalities to access God source, although sometimes we might say it's a Palladian system. You know, the next evolution for all of us is in that fifth dimensional pure love existence. So, there are some dogs and cats and different species that are crystalline, indigo, rainbow. Those are other terms that kind of help y'all place this. Presuming you've heard, know some of this. If you haven't, please let me know. But the star codes, so they are highly charged form of light language from a variety of Christed light races that Michael says we can all use to help our pets, or, as I mentioned, places in the world, a collective of elephant poaching, reef environments that might be disappearing, habitat, as I mentioned, things like this. So be sharing a few of those. If I can ask Michael where he thinks work is to be done as well, if the audience doesn't happen to have a kind of a heart, you know, what real a cause, let's say.
Right.
I know many wild horses are not wild anymore, a little bit of that I read. So the codes themselves are, again, a form of light language. And maybe you all have heard or know of, we use light language in the star healing system, by the way, the whole modality. I say we use it. I'm a Palladian, so I'm pulling in, you know, Palladian and other light race frequencies. But the thing I love about these codes in many ways is that, again, you don't have to hear light language, which, you know, can be very fast, you know, and you don't always know what the message is. But besides that, they're either going to be numbers, colors, they can be shapes, they can be combinations of these things. You know, this is not really a new development. For me, Michael and all the guides kind of lay in things. So what I would say is that the words are harmonic. We could call them harmonic codes or harmonic star codes. Any of that would be appropriate because we're creating tone, harmony, a tone, right? Even though we can't hear it, the numbers, the colors, and the symbols are going to be highly charged. That's where they're charged from. Many of the light races, of course, that are more advanced in many ways than some of us here, you know, on the earth plane. So this is, you know, how they are. So next thing I'd like to describe for everybody is how to use them. Okay, before we get into any direct codes, and then and there isn't one way to use them. Okay, so be simple if there was, but there isn't. So let me just share with you what I know. They can be written down. Okay, they can be on paper. They can be spoken. They can be thought of and drawn energetically, particularly if we're talking about your own pet. So the same thing, you know, exists for people, star codes. They're not the same codes, by the way. So the codes for adults are different slightly than children, and the star codes for animals are slightly different, of course, than people. Mm-hmm. And there probably is even more to this that I don't exactly know. So if we wanted a star code to help the poaching for, let's say, let's go with elephants, that's going to be a slightly different code, okay? Not to overwhelm everyone so that we need to, you don't have to memorize anything, okay? When we're going to use a code, we set the intention. We could write it down, project in your minds, because we all have the ability to do that. Why don't we just go with the elephant poaching and bring that code forth, okay? I don't know what it is. I'll listen for everybody. But just so you can get a sense of this and what that code is and what we're talking about. So, Michael, if someone are listening and they want to help. The reason I'm kind of restating this to Michael again, if you notice, it may sound a bit repetitive, but I want to invoke who I'm going to connect with. And that's the same way if we get to some of these chats about your animal on the other side, I'm going to call them through or whomever I want or whatever I want, right? That's how I source it, you know. So anyway, a bit about that. So Michael, the code to help stop the poaching, and I'll just say of elephants. I know there are many different species. I'll just say the elephant kingdom for now. What would that be if someone wanted to do that? Use that code. Okay, this is what he's saying. So if you have a pen and paper, y'all want to jot it down or listen to the replay. Jotting it down would be left to right unless I tell y'all something else, okay? But this is kind of introduction to star codes. 1111, 1111, the letter Q like queen, the number 6, the number 8, the letter P like Paul, L like Larry, or Lincoln, Michael's thing. Lincoln Logs, thanks. Okay, that's it. That's the star code. So let's, if I may continue. Michael tells us, you don't have to feel it. Maybe some of you will, and if you want to chat in and, thank you. If you want to chat in and tell us that you had a sense of it, great. But again, you don't have to feel it. You don't have to see it. Don't worry about that. However, there's a little more teaching about the codes. Nothing can harm us, Michael tells us. But if we get through more codes today or whatever the case may be, even with this one, unless you're used to working with energy a little bit, Michael tells us not to keep saying the code over and over and over and over and over and over. Right? So, again, if you're not, I want to say, used to working with energy, if you haven't received any type of energy healing yourself or your family or your house or your pets or audio, you know, kinds of things, then be modest and moderate, okay, with the use of the code. So the code in this case, unless you have an elephant in your house, you can just write the code and project it in your mind. And when you project it to the elephants to help stop the poaching, you could call, you could make an invocation, you could call on, you could say you can call on your own guides to help you place it. There's not one particular invocation that Michael says we have to use. In fact, sometimes there is no invocation per se, but I know many of us like to kind of center or something. So again, there's not one magical angelic statement, you know, to set it right. But again, it can help you center yourself with the use of the code. Then that's it, right? That's it. That's all you have to do. And trust that it'll make an impact. Okay, it'll make a greater, like anything, as we'll discuss, you know, energy is a matter of either lightness to me or density. Okay, so to assume or state that one code for one person will stop the poaching, I can't make that statement. I don't know. Miracles happen. But to be realistic about it, in the densest of situations, it might even be multiple codes need to be used. And that's just the truth of the matter. So we could say, well, why don't we also send a self-love code for the elephants. Let's just stay with that for a second. And I'll push through this code. What would that be, please, Michael? He's saying green, 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 blue, red. Okay, that code right there is a highly charged form of an energy expression using a form of light language that will have a resonance to help send more self-love to the elephants of our planet. And like many things the Archangel has said, primarily Michael, in these systems anyway, he's given me, you know, he wants us, he's trying to evolve us as human beings to be aware, well, for one thing, right, to be aware of what life on other planets, current means of providing healing. He said there's nothing wrong with using older forms or methods to do this kind of thing, but you know, again, he's trying to advance our planet so we get to the place, you might say, a bit quicker.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm just going to repeat the codes again because I know I'm going to get emails from people saying, I didn't get the codes. What was it? So the codes for to help stop the poaching of elephants is 1111Q68PL. And the code for in having more self-love for the elephants to have more self-love is green, 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 blue, red. Okay, so thank you, Kelly. Awesome. So that gives everybody an idea of how the star codes work, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And
yes, and as an extension to the, you know, the that teaching. As you mentioned earlier, you know, we'll get to this in the offer, but, you know, there are some objects that I've been guided to create that an animal can wear to ease certain conditions and so on. And so in any event, can I take one of these questions here?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Melissa, Kelly, this is my element. I got a huge energy rush as you and Michael said the time is now. Thank you. I mean, he was quite clear. You know, we're not waiting for disclosure, you know. I've been blessing all of life every day for the past 20 years. And I truly feel more connected to nature. Is there a message from Michael that I can focus on for me relating to healing of the animals? All right, thank you. So, Michael, what about that? A message to focus on relating to healing of the animals. Well, he's saying there, journey from your home is what he's starting to say. so, you can always say the angel told me to take the trip. He wants to say to you, even though we're just teaching about things that you can do, so you don't, you know, need to journey. Part of what Michael's saying is, journeying away from your home will bring you a new perspective. That's part of what he's saying, okay, about the healing of animals. He also wants to say that he would like to place something in your, in between your hands now. Okay, I don't know if you have the awareness to know what it is or not, but that's the other part of his message. He's placing an object in there. Just visualize it if you don't have those senses, kind of thing, that it's there. And it's a token. He's saying it's a token of my appreciation and affection. And also it's a tool you could use. It's primarily a token, so maybe you can tell us what it is. Or not, but I don't know that I need to tell you. It feels like, you know, something. Well, my comment about that is if you don't have a knowingness about what it is, just accept it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Not everything has to be, you know, so, you know.
Just receive the gift. Receive the gift that Archangel Michael is gifting you right now.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and let us know. I mean, if you do get a knowing or an awareness of what it is, you can let us know if you want, okay?
If I may, Nicole is asking, how about for the crustaceans being affected by military testing and pollution? Okay, I appreciate that. Maybe you even know about more of the testing, but I'm happy to bring forth the code, obviously. What would that be, Michael? What would that code be for that particular issue? Okay, it's 99K like kite, T like Tom, F like Frank, 229919.
All right, so the code for the testing of the Cretaceans being affected by the testing is 99KTF229919. Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Nicole, for asking.
Yes, thank you. Also, just as we say, these are energy, highly charged, light, a form of light language, so use them for what they're intending. You know, that's the code for that, per se. A person might have some releases, depending, if you had them. A person might feel more emotional. That's a release. Drink water. You know, you don't have to. Water's always a wise choice, but you might feel temporarily fatigued. Maybe not. I'm not channeling this. These are things customarily shared with anyone when they're working with energy. But in the distant manner that, you know, aside from our home, aside from our animals in our home, it doesn't happen very much. But I just want to touch on it briefly there.
Oh, good. So Melissa said she felt the energy instantly in her hands with great gratitude. She said, yes, it changed shape 3 times. Awesome. That's great. Valerie had posted a question about, she has 32 cats, 10 of them seem to be in the ascension process, the others seem just normal. May I use the first star code with all of them anyway? No, because that first star code that we shared was for the poaching of the elephants. Right, Kelly?
Right, that's a good question just to go over again to be clear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know what effect did it have. I could ask Michael, but no, it's like, you know, anything we want to be, they're formulated, I guess we could say, to accomplish what that code is all about. And when I asked Michael, is it important that someone know what light races are being accessed with the code? He said, not really. You know, some people may find it interesting, but more and more races are pouring light language to our planet. So even this idea of codes, you know, my inference is it could change. So if the code for the poaching of elephants is primarily Syrian-based or something, in a couple years or a couple months, it could be another light language blended in there. So again, it's just know that there multiple light races assisting us, and more, and he says more are going to be coming. So it may be a curiosity thing, but no, there's no need to know that.
Right. Awesome. So Valeria, sorry, I thought you were Valerie, but Valeria, I would not use that code for your cats. I mean,
no, but I would be interested to find out how she knows some of the animals are in the ascension process. Is that, you know, because of their age? But age alone doesn't determine that, you know, if I wasn't clear about that earlier.
Right.
It's just, I'm curious.
Yeah. how do you know they're in the ascension process? That is a good question.
I'm going to, well, I'd like to see if she can reply.
Yeah.
If she can, you know, most people are not going to know, you know, most people aren't going to know. Most people, again, age might be a thing, but the other way is most of the highly evolving animals, just like people, like crystalline people, the mm-hmm. crystalline animals, all they think about is loving, love, affection. Okay,
yeah.
Not to be confused with neediness, you know, but affection. Some of them, however, have come a long way to be here, just like people. I'd have made a long journey. I guess I could speak for myself if I was going back in time, you know. There was a long period of time, you know, when I felt disconnected, you know, and it's true for some of the animals that, and that's why some codes and some examples are useful. That's why it's the system was given, the modality was given for small animals and equines, because there are things, negative codes, I guess we could shift into that for a second. Not only are there highly charged light language codes, but there are also negative codes that I understand were placed into us in the animal kingdom by the Anunnaki and maybe the Dracos. If your audience is familiar with those terms or those consciousnesses, those are civilizations, I guess I would say, outside of light. And many of you probably, you know, lived through and remember the 2012, you know, revelation, or so much talk about 2012. Well, as Michael reminds us, one of the wonderful things about that passage of time is that Michael tells us that if an animal is under a certain age, implants after 2012 can't be in the animal light body, because it just can't. And these implants, well, there's implants, to my knowing, there are implants, there are negative codes that were placed within us unless we were born after 2012. Let me just check on the animals for sure. What year would that have been that there are no more implants? He just about confirmed the same year. So if you have an animal that's born after 2012, they won't have implants, which was a limiting thing. And so there were also codes, just like in human beings. What were the negative codes that separated us, separated animals from source, from God, my creator, all that is? Things like shame, blame, even aging. Michael said the animal kingdom and the human kingdom were, the DNA structure was revised, and the codes, there were, I'll call them negative, just to put a word on there, negative codes that were really just placed in the light bodies by beings outside of light, because they could, to control. So aging was one of them. Just kind of, you know, surprising here. Shame, blame, all the negative emotions. My understanding is God, my creator, didn't create. Can you imagine? Why, how could the magnificent creator that created heaven and earth and all the animals in a 5-day crystalline shower define anything except perfection. So that's how these ideas have kind of birthed themselves in my work anyway.
Awesome, thank you. And yeah, you know, it's like after 2012, so much has been shifting and changing. So it's great to know that the newer animals and the newer human being born on the planet do not have implants anymore. We still do, but.
Okay, so thank you. So Valerie's saying they meditate with me and help me when I do healing work.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I appreciate that. Let's go back to try to help her. She was asking, I believe, for a code for to do what for the cats. Because, you know, like, you know, when there's so much of anything, you know, it depends on their abuse history, sort of, or if there is any, you know. I'm happy to follow up if you had more to add to that.
Yeah. So Valeria, what do you want to use the code for? You know, like, what would you like to have changed for the 32 cats? Or so just let us know. So in the meantime, there was a question from Destiny about, she was asking, are there any healing codes for the waters, oceans, streams, rivers, clearing and cleansing of plastics and pollutants?
Thank you. I'll ask. Michael has brought some through before, but again, the reason I'm re-asking is partly because it may have been elevated a little bit differently. There's plastic, you know, plastic is ruining lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
And let's ask Michael to share with everyone a code. What would be the best code, Michael, on the ocean waters? Of course, there's lakes, rivers, and streams, and,
yeah,
you know, from an angelic perspective or a master's perspective or even our own, if we have that belief, right, there's infinite knowledge, infinity, and beyond. So I don't feel we need to get into codes for the rivers in, like, Michigan, the rivers in Italy, you know. Let's just ask Michael for a simple global code.
Yeah.
As she's been asking him. And what would, for the purification, well, how about this? How about at least this one? How about for the cessation of the plastic pollutants into the water?
Mm-hmm.
What would, please tell us about this. Now, while he's saying, hold on to your hats, friends. This is a rather long one by the complexity of the nature. Fair enough.
All right, so if I don't get it, you guys can also help out by typing in the code, okay? Because I might not get it either.
Good idea. Thank you. Okay, Michael, so, it's going to be a long string, he's just said right there, okay? So, what is that, please? All right, here we go. 1-1-2-2-6-6-1-1-2-2-6-6-1-1-2-2-6-6 Gold, color gold, just write G-O-L-D, gold. White, color white. Nine. Okay, and then Michael said, and then repeat it all. So from the beginning to the end, you could duplicate that. So again, Michael, so I do want to be clear on this. if someone's home is dense, but they have an interest to use this code, is there any more instruction? Is it useful to go outside to say the code and project it in your minds to where you want it to go, or not part of the teaching today? You know, he's saying it when in doubt, go outside is what he said. When you can, okay? It doesn't mean that it's a have to, he's saying, but Mother Nature can take it on her winds, he's saying. She can take it on the oxygen molecules. She can take it through the energetic rafters is what he's calling it. Maybe he's talking about the ley lines or something and the grids and such, because some souls will have a density. Imagine it'll eventually get there. He's saying, think of this like a rocket. And you're launching the rocket, and it's got to go through all this low matter, clouds and all of this, right? Until it can go more directly, quickly, completely or something to where its destination is. So I think most everyone will kind of have a sense of how happy their lives are, mm-hmm. how complete their lives are. How joyous their experiences are, their work, their love, their family. So, you know, toxins, again, are determined in the home space as they are in many ways for the emotional body, too, in the animals, as well as us, about determined by what we're thinking about and what we've repressed, you know. So that's, you know, what he's saying there. It's, if you have an opportunity, it'll launch the rocket a little quicker.
Awesome. Thank you. And so I've written it down. Lisa, thank you so much. She's also written it down. I'm not going to repeat it. But Kelly did say it really slowly and carefully. So, you know, thank you so much for that. Okay, awesome. So I wanted to go back and maybe touch on a few of the questions from the beginning.
Okay, sure.
So, Nicole, it's her birthday today. And she'd be grateful if you might tune into her fur baby, Bennett, who passed many moons ago, and she's told he is a spirit animal buddy.
Happy birthday. I certainly can. I don't know. I'm not understanding the second part of the animal buddy question, if that means something special to you, but I certainly can ask him to come through and give you a brief message. Buddy, do you have a message? What was her first name again?
This is for Nicole, and the fur baby is Bennett.
Oh, Bennett, I'm sorry, Bennett. And okay, thank you. So Bennett, what is your message? Well, okay, this is, Bennett is starting to say that I've been trying to get your attention for quite a while now, and Bennett is asking if you've noticed anything strange or unusual lately. He's saying, not negative, just a bit strange or unusual. He said, that's me trying to get your attention. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, maybe that means something moved, or it's been colder in your house or something. Maybe you can reflect on that and see. But, you know, he is trying to reach out to you in some way from the other side there.
Awesome.
Let's see if she wants to respond to that.
Yeah, Nicole, let us know how that resonates with you, and if you've noticed anything weird happening. And in the meantime, Shreya, she says her dog, hold on one second. So Shreya says her dog died in a tragic accident a few months ago, and prior to the accident, she says, I had seen him in my dream, which I now feel was a premonition. His name was Champ, and he was a Shih Tzu. I have been seeing a lot of angel numbers for the past few days. Is there a message for me? Can you help?
Okay, thank you. So I want to connect to Champ. Also, before I listen to that transmission, maybe most of you are aware, my experience has been that, you know, when she mentions connecting or, you know, with someone or your animal friend on the other side, you know, it's a circuit. So if you have been connecting with your pet and it stopped or something, you know, I'd examine everything as it relates to energy. It's not because the animal, I mean, yeah, that's what can happen, or that the density again of a person, you know, kind of can filter that light experience out just like a dirty window, you know. So anyway, what is your message? You have a message for her, please. Well, what I heard right there to begin with was I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous to, that's okay. We're, you know, here just to help you make a connection. So, you know who we all are? I'm learning, is what the animal is saying. I'm learning. I'm learning a lot. I don't know everything, but I'm learning a lot. Well, check the register. By the way, this is not uncommon. Everything's still well, you know. What's not uncommon? Several things there. The animal saying they're a little nervous, just like people when we bring them through. Sometimes that happens. Usually dissipates, you know, pretty soon because the desire to be communicative, you know, outweighs something that might be unfamiliar to them. So with that being said, how are you feeling now? More at ease, what a friend is saying. And so do you have a message for her? Well, your friend is saying, I'm always around you, particularly at nighttime when it's dusk time. Dusk, particularly dusk, you know, when it, before it gets dark outside. And I wonder if you know this, is what her friend is saying. Will you let me know? And here's something else that my work as a medium is, this is very customary to me, so she understands nothing's out of order. What is customary? Sometimes animals and people, they don't know everything, unlike what you might have been thought, might have thought or been taught. You know, when the animal was asking there, can you let me know? You know, they don't, it's not like everybody, all the animal souls are up there with this giant microscope, you know, looking at everything. So that's very normal for me to hear, and I just wanted to reassure about that. So maybe just, you don't have to tell us now, but otherwise, you know, he's asking. You know, the way I usually, the way I like to do the communication work or the reading work, even the healing work, when we talk about the star healing intergalactic energy work, we talk to the animals. Michael wants them to know what's happening, and he wants them to know why it's happening. So that particular system, if you've not immersed your animal into it yet, that's partly what we do, okay? We tell them, you know, what's going on. Some of the other older animals may not be clear. Some of the younger animals, including horses, of course, pets particularly, they depending on where they are in their vibrational place, many of them say, oh, I know who you are, or we've been waiting for this, or, you know, I see this and I share this. And so there's a range of a knowingness there, just like people. You know, that's been my experience. So again, it's not unusual for me to hear that your pet wasn't so certain. So again, you know, I love what I do, but I love giving a person an opportunity to ask questions, you know, because it's more meaningful, you know, than if I were just to listen. So I hope that helped. It was a brief message anyway.
Good, thank you. And so Linda had written in about her sister-in-law's dog who has cancer. Her name is Gwen, and she's being treated with chemo. She's a bull mastiff, and she's wondering if she's ready to transition, and or is there a code for her? Any code that I can use to help Gwen?
Okay, thank you. When it comes to transition time, whether it's for an animal or a human being, Archangel Michael says that's God mind knows that. He calls it a convening moment. Only God mind knows the convening moment. What can occur, and I'll bring him in here for you. You know, I guess I should caveat this and say we're not physicians. But Michael might say, well, in terms of the animals chart, I see that there's many more chapters left ahead or something like this. My, just before I really get into the direct guidance, as I've been taught over the years, everything that lands in the body is first created in the mind. It's the mind of the human mind, that's the mind of the animal mind, and or it can kind of be kind of in there based upon, again, the codes and the implants, and in some cases it doesn't. So that's not to say there aren't toxins, you know, in things that are ingested, but from a spiritual perspective, where there's peace and calm, there can be no illness in the body, and that's just one small thing that's done at every Star Healing Intergalactic Energy session, and I'm going to demonstrate it because it's safe to do. So, and you can do it for yourself too. I'm not channeling this. I haven't. I don't need to yet. I mean, I haven't gotten to the, you know, question for her. But there's lots to be taught about, you know, things from my perspective as a energy worker and a teacher. So, rocking the baby again. Remember what Michael says is where there's peace and calm, there can be no illness in our bodies, animal bodies, physical bodies. So, contrary to what, also if I may, my belief, and is I can only share mine, right? But what I have heard over the years from the masters and so on is that nothing in the body is inherited. So if your veterinarian is, again, saying, or whomever, you know, if you have the belief system that the cancer came from, it runs in my pet's family, that's not what I hear. That's not what I've ever heard or ever been taught. And what Michael says can happen is the fear that, let's say, in this case, you know, her friend had a sibling, an animal sibling. Let's say that did exist. Again, Michael tells us that the fear that she might be thinking, or the animal might be thinking, that it was genetic, can land something like that in the body. You see the difference, but it's not genetic, and I'm sure some people are going to probably take issue with me, particularly the scientists or somebody, but, you know, I shared that to be of a relief, really, truly, hopefully a little tiny relief for anybody that's may have a pet at any time, you know, that's moving down that path. You know, it's nothing's inherited. That's what Michael said many, many times. So let me just see. Michael, do you have a comment about the animal that we're speaking of here in terms of life? Well, he's saying, there's much more to be said about this, he's saying, than me just sort of kind of saying, you know, inserting myself in there. I don't proclaim to know much about these things, he's saying, but I do know that the mood of everyone, you could bring up matters, right? The mood of everyone matters. The space matters, right? The heart opening you should talk about. The heart opening of every animal matters. And so there are many, you know, threads that come into what she's asking that I just want to make stated. Let me show everybody rocking the baby because that's what I promised, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is something you can do to provide peace and calm to your animal, okay? It doesn't matter which hand you use, but let's say your friend is, you know, right there. Just the movements you're going to make are with your hand open, okay? Michael tells us to make slow clockwise circles with an open hand, like I'm doing here, over your animal. And what are you helping them with? You're helping them with one aspect of a kind of a very complex and necessary system for many animals in providing them peace and calm. So I would try it out. Got nothing to lose. Sometimes it will not be enough. Sometimes you'll notice something right away. Sometimes, you know, there's other things that have to go on, but there's no way, again, that a person is not projecting the movements that the archangel says are going to be helpful, that there isn't some level of help going to occur. And so what you're doing is providing that animal with the same peaceful and calming frequency that they felt when they were in the womb. Okay. And again, that's true for human beings. It's called rocking the baby is what he named it. So when and if you choose to do this, you don't touch the animal in any way, none of the, you know, and my hand, if I were choosing it, would be out of their low energy body. So low energy body means right real close to the animal. So I'd raise my hand up. I could light my little dog from Herculon, is where Amigo is from, far distant galaxy, far more distant than the Pleiades. I can do it from here because I know his field's, you know, really large, so I don't need to be right on top of him. Again, if you're in a low energy body, you're not going to get too much change anyway. So, but just to finish real quick here, many animals, again, have come in here just like people to help our planet, and but they still need integration. And also, animals have star missions, they have star purposes, they have soul purposes. Some of them have no idea what they're supposed to do. Some of them just like are feel lost. Some of them, just like people, you know, are lost or need direction, want to know what they're here to do. Excuse me. And so they're, you know, it's really so important to our consciousness as we're spending time here today. Again, if some of these concepts are new to you, just try to embrace them, because it's not just star seeds. You know, that term star seed, well, you're a star seed if you have a star mission, and animals can have them too. And so, yeah, because of the distance that Amigo traveled to be here, sometimes he's anxious. And so, rocking the baby, of course. He's had a star healing, of course. And we have tags now to help dogs and cats to ease their anxiety. So there are really many, many tools to kind of help us all, and the animals all, be better, be well. One thing I would like to say too, and then direct me if you want to answer more calls, and that is, here's the teaching as a reminder, okay? The bigger the light, the more moths to the flame. And what that means simply is, you know, the more light, you know, and, the more loving light that is emitted, there are still, this is still an unseen battle of light versus darkness, and there are still forces, or let's call it interference, that, you know, want to try to keep our animals in a place of repression, keep people from repression and so on. And so there's a variety of reasons why to help our pets elevate themselves and fortify their fields is another way to look at what I'm trying to describe here. Because the more your field is fortified, right, the any negativity bounce off of them.
Awesome. Thank you. So hopefully, Linda, that helps. Try it out with Gwen, okay? Awesome. So,
Michael and I tend to not have a direct yes or no on anything. We take a windy route to get there. I think he's, I've just inherited that over the years now.
Nope, Linda says that was helpful. Thank you. All right, so I wanted to, we have some people with their hand raised, and we still have questions in the Q&A chat thing, but I wanted to take a few moments and talk about the special offer. And if you guys had looked at it earlier, it's changed a little bit. Like, we just changed it right before we went live. So for those of you who are live, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Kelly6, And I'm going to share my screen so we can see it as Kelly talks about it. So let me see if I can
good idea. Thank you.
Find it. And I can't find it because it's not there. Hold on 1 second. It's in the other screen. Mm-hmm. Nope. All right, I'll just do it here. Who cares? Doesn't matter. I'll just do it here. It's all good.
So I believe we've presented one package here today. And
Sorry,
I should stay on the camera.
No, it's okay. When I'm sharing, you're not going to be on the camera, so it's going to be whatever's showing, right?
Oh, okay. You got it. Okay, great.
But they hear you.
Okay, thank you. So there are several items here. One is a recording about how to heal your pets to empower you in a way that we haven't talked about here today on the show. We haven't really talked about the STAR healing system, and I would like to spend a minute talking about that in greater detail. The healings are all done remotely. Thousands of animals have been helped or healed over the years since its inception. A person does not need to be present when and if you bring your animal forward. You don't. What we do ask is that everyone is aware of a time, from anywhere in the world, really. So one, you can look for improvements, or two, you can and or look for any releases. So sometimes, again, it might be a matter of your schedule or something. So if that frees you up a bit, but about being present or not being present, but a clear definitive time about when it's going to happen. So the system clearly has helped heal many thousands of small animals as well as equines over the years. And it's a system that, as I say, is advanced in many ways, partly because it removes these codes and implants, opens the heart center more fully of animals by connecting them to Atlantis, which is kind of something we haven't talked about yet here. But Atlanticism will rise again. But again, it was a fifth dimensional consciousness. So again, that means love, right? The fifth dimension is the lowest dimension where archangels are residing. So sometimes, people will come to a star healing session and there's nothing wrong with their animal, or they don't come and there's nothing wrong with their animal. There's no sickness. There's no behavior. But I would still encourage you, if that happens to be you, or you have a friend or what have you, most of the animals still need integration and they need their DNA restructured. So there's still benefits. There's fears from past lives they're carrying or they're repressing that they could be free from. There's tools given to help them ease anxiety. There's tools just like people that are energetically shared and given to them. So I just wanted to make the point that, giving them greater knowing. Sometimes some of the younger animals, even though we talked about them being elevated higher, many times their light bodies are floating above where they need to be. And, from an energy perspective or a healer's perspective, there's still things that can be done to, have them live a more joy-filled life. And in some cases, I guess I'll say this too, is a longer life. If the Palladians and the other light races use a variety of means, including sacred geometry, and we hold stargate frequencies open for the animal and so on, and they're using tools of all kinds, of all vastness, resins that are not on Earth, right? The intergalactic name is in there for a reason. To help that animal detox their organs. I'm not implying that animals are probably more worse off than you might be thinking. I don't want to give that idea, but it's every animal will benefit from a session. Okay, it's not just those that are very sick and ill by any stretch of the imagination. So it's all done remotely. There's no denigration of the energy if it's done halfway around the world. Again, many times animals become more loving in addition to conditions being easier. So, there's just a few testimonials out of thousands. And some of them were shared it with me from the practitioners I trained. So we'll also be talking a little bit about that. But there's an intake form that I'd like some information about your pet session. Again, if you're wondering how this works and this is completely new to you, I don't need the animal in front of me. I don't need any person, right? Like, I will invoke their etheric body to be in place. And so we'll do the transformational healing through movements, through sound, through healing gems, through the light language, through sacred geometry, and many other means that the Archangel showed me in 2010. So I think maybe that's a good summary. If anybody has any questions on that, you know, by all means, let me know. Okay, so that, that's that. I lost the offer, so
that's, it's still there. It's on the screen.
Oh, okay. So that's the healing. So that's what that is all about.
Oh, maybe it's not.
For four-legged animals or pets. Also, we're going to have a master coaching call, so you can help you understand more of these concepts that I've, you know, been talking about briefly here. I'm here to help people. So if you have other questions, we'll go into that. But we're also going to, as I mentioned, knowing what their soul purpose is, helping them. Maybe you're curious because, again, some of them, just like people, they know they're supposed to do something, but they're not sure what. And if you don't have that ability to translate in that for information, you know, I certainly can. If there's anything more about the codes, that would be a time to join the call and ask questions. So it'll be similar, Zoom or some sort of format, and it'll probably fall sometime in August. We haven't quite set the date yet. Also believe to some of the first people, thank you, item three. The bonus are for a few people. I've been guided to create a line of star code accessories, not only for animals, but people. So the bonus is, you can see there our cat tag with the code to ease anxiety. And also the dog tag, doesn't show the code, but it'll be shipped to you. If you're in the United States, all these are physical products. So I'd like, you know, one product or both of those for one household. So not requesting several so we can try to help more people. If you're outside of the USA, I will let you know what that shipping cost is. So there might be some cost to you if you're outside of the USA. But people and animals, you know, are having, you know, benefits from them. So that's in there. There's another special, a discount off of any of my sacred journeys. Sometimes I'll call them star seed adventures. The offer is good for 18 months from when you might purchase the package, to either anything this year that's still remaining. Particularly there's a trip to Italy where there's a few spaces remaining. So if you're called to get out of your home, really, and be in a group of like-minded people, you don't have to be clairvoyant, clairaudient, clair anything. Just really have an intention to work together, learn some new things, heal our planet, work with Mother Earth. Then some of these journeys, I hope, will be appealing. So in addition to Italy, the bonus will, you know, the discount will go into 2020, and there'll be places like Lake Louise in Canada, which is a home for Michael. Probably be revisiting Glastonbury, England, you know, power spots. So, you know, people, I'm finding that people do want to become involved in healing. So you can just see some of that. You just let me know. I can send you the itinerary about what's going on. The next item is for animal lovers. I think that's the train, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the training. So I'm offering another substantial discount off of online certification because part of my mission is to spread the systems. That's only kind of one aspect of, you know, what I've been asked to do. But if you have energy experience of some type, I'd encourage you to join the global list of practitioners that have done the same. And either, you know, it's either small animal training, equine healing. I'm happy to say 3 more equine healers were trained to keep spreading the system out there, to keep helping our animal population. And again, the training would most likely be in a group, an online vehicle, very much like what we're having today. And at schedules that kind of meet, you know, everybody. So there's no specific time limit to complete the training. You don't have to see, you don't have to hear. People have asked me, not at level one. This is first attunement training, if it might move you. I've got a wonderful healer from South Africa. I have some from Australia. I have some from multiple countries. There's the star system itself has evolved to multiple levels. So if you're really finding yourself looking for a system that's higher in many ways than what you might have known or experienced or learned earlier, then and you want to grow, it really has growth potential in there, including teaching the healing systems to others. So there's a progression there. You have to have a level of mastery, but in any event, there's no prerequisites other than having healing experience and Michael's 2012 and Beyond book. And that's so you might have a background of what you're doing. But I can detail all that for you, you know, more fully.
Mm-hmm.
The Book of Animals is included in there. It's Michael's last book that he downloaded to me. And yeah, it's a wonderful book.
And so all of that is available for $127, right? So the value is $889, I think it is. Yeah, $889, and the special offer is $127.
Okay, and then just like probably many people or other speakers, in that call, whatever that call date is going to be, if you're, which I don't know quite yet, but if you're not able to make it, I'd like to try to make a time zone, you know, time for it, or if you're in Italy or if you're in somewhere else, the likelihood is that you can join us. But in the event that you can't, there'll be a replay. You can always submit any questions in advance to my office. So try to accommodate most everybody.
Awesome. Thank you. And so again, that special offer is available at alara.at/show/Kelly6. So please do take a look at that. And We actually changed it from this morning, so in case somebody was looking earlier, yep, only one offer now and all those wonderful bonuses. So, yay. Thank you, Kelly.
My pleasure.
So, do you have time to take a few more questions? We have some people with their hands raised.
Sure.
So we're going to go to Diane. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you, Diane. Unmute your audio anyways.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Kelly, this is Diane Mallett from San Antonio, Texas.
Hey.
I'm so glad to be able to talk to you.
Thank you.
So here's the situation. I recently lost my last cat in March, and I was kind of waiting for God to push me towards an animal, and I got that push, and I rescued a cat. And I kind of feel like this cat, who's a little gray tabby, her ear was clipped. That means that they spayed her and they released her like a feral cat, but she's working out beautifully. My question is, did I feel pushed to get her for a purpose, such as my dog Sarah is a teacher and there's animals coming into my house, little spirits, I guess, that are coming here for comfort. And I know they come for me and for Sarah. And I wonder if this cat is part of that greater plan.
All right, thank you. What's your cat's name?
Bella Luna.
Bella Luna, okay, thank you. Michael, what about Bella Luna's greater plan, please? Well, here's what he's starting to say. Healer teacher modifier is your cat's sole purpose. Healer teacher modifier. So he's saying, expect more visitors to come, he's saying, because the word's been put out, he's saying. So if for some reason it's like too many people at a party, Michael's saying, then you'll want to close the doors or tell Bella to close the doors. It's like any of us that if we get flooded with too much information at once or we eat too much, you know, with the meal, just so Michael's suggesting that if you know, Diane, that more or too many friends are coming, because he's just told you they're going to keep coming because that's her, I believe he said, purpose, or him.
Yes.
Would Bella just put that out in her mind? Well, okay, Michael said right there, you might want to tell her because she wants to be so generous. She has a hard time turning anyone away, he's saying. So
that it makes sense.
You tell her, he's saying, you know, kindly, because again, it's not necessary that she takes so many so quickly because it can kind of deplete her like anything, right? So I would say to her directly, friend, let's come up with a plan where we lovingly take five, Michael's saying, five friends, okay? And then allow her to work with them more deeply because she has to process all that too. So again,
okay.
My guidance for you is a little bit of a limitation of a boundary of the number with times put in there for her to process what she's doing. And there might be times where because it's like going to college and she's skipping some of the grades, right? So she gets overwhelmed, yeah. He's saying, sometimes. So this is a way to, you know, ease any overwhelm off by the number. But she still has some things she needs to learn, he's saying.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that guidance. I so appreciate it. Because my neighbor says he's feeling the energy from across the street.
I imagine so, because, you know, as I've been trying, and I appreciate your sharing this, because animals are way, way powerful, you know, and most of the time when we conduct healing sessions with them, they're, I won't say easier to heal than humans, but in some ways they are, because they tend to be more evolved in communicating without so much ego in there, you know. But anyway.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'll be buying the package. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane. I'll go ahead and mute you. There we go. I just wanted to give a little, share a little story. You know, we have Neil, right? He's a little Pekingese, you know, he's 1 year old, and when we go everywhere with him, and when we were walking with him, everybody just looks at him and smiles. You know, it just brings them so much joy. And we were in Innsbruck on the weekend, and he, you know, we bought him a little bear, and so he was carrying the bear around, and people were taking pictures of him. You know, like, they were like, can I take a picture? He's so cute. Just taking pictures of him, and he's like, okay, you know. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, it's just amazing. They don't see us. They don't see me. They just see Neo, and they just smile. It's so wonderful to see.
Well, yes, it is. I've, you know, heard and experienced that myself, you know, before, and it's a wonderful, it's a knowingness, right? It's a knowingness that they're vibrating higher. Sometimes little children will just stare, you know?
they know,
they see, they feel, you know, and it's a great thing.
So is that his purpose, to spread joy?
Well, I actually like to give people a quick sample on what a star mission is like. So if they're, you know, moved to the package, we can cover those things with them. So I'd like to ask what your friend's star mission is. And again, this is really not, it's not a competition about, like, well, nothing is, of course, right? It's not about, hopefully part of the insight into star homes and purposes is really just knowledge to extend behind our own four walls, right?
Right.
Because of course some belief is that we're all from source. True. Most of us, we're not born on Earth. That's the truth I know. Mm-hmm. Most of the animals were not born of the Earth. Have they had multiple lifetimes in many other dimensions of planes? And some of them might have been draconian. Anyway, where is I going with that? So a star mission is different than a star purpose. And again, we'll talk all more about this and other things on the Q&A. But to answer your question, Michael, because I'm going to go to star mission because from what you've told me, he's young and everybody's just wide-eyed and,
Yeah.
So I imagine that's the case. Michael, what's his name again?
Neo.
Neo, okay, thank you. That even sounds like interstellar, sort of. What's his star mission, please? And missions, just like for people, they're really wide, which I'll just say, too, in this master call that we're going to have, nothing will prevent our group from be listening or validating mm-hmm. what your personal mission is, along with your animals, kind of some of the things that are people asking here today. So, Michael, what is it a he? What is his star mission? Michael said right there to eradicate hate.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Okay, one more quick thing, just if everybody's wondering how is that done? I know, and I'll listen real quick, how is it done in my pet's life or manner? He has light codes in his paws.
Okay,
and when he walks outside, that's not to say all animals are doing it that way that are star-seeded. I don't know that, but so that's why I want to listen. But that's how Amigo does it. So how does he do this real quickly so people get a sense of this? Well, Michael said he smiles inside. He smiles inside. He doesn't need to do anything. Mm-hmm. That's not to say, okay, there is more, and I'll try to be brief. But Michael is saying, just so you know, his light codes are not fully activated yet. He's really young, he's saying. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's like a little bud of a flower, okay? So will they activate? Will they grow into a blooming flower? Yes. And by the way, is what he's saying, excuse me for itching there, but Michael's saying that as these are light codes that resonate with some pulsing energy very similar to Mother Mary, okay? Mm-hmm. So when he said a rose petal, you might even sense or know, or someone might comment to you and say they see roses, not quite yet because it's just a buddy thing, okay? But he will know this little bud will eventually become a flower, right? An energetic symbol, mm-hmm. and it will be from there, and again, there in his two front paws, I believe. So that, call it those gifts, or use that word, will be activated a little when he's a little older, okay?
Okay.
Probably about the age of 3. So right now he's just doing it all by the vibration of his heart.
Ah, beautiful. Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, who knew? But yes, you're so cute. He's just staring at me now. Yes, we're talking about you.
You probably had some kind of knowing.
definitely. Oh, thank you so much.
One more quick point on that is, not every young animal is going to be a star seed. Again, it's not a, well, I don't believe they will be. Maybe they will be in a couple of years. But again, that's one way that determination is made by when they came and chose to incarnate is by age. So obviously an older animal doesn't mean that they don't communicate with us, because of course they do, unless they're really blocked and shut off. But but there are means to, you know, dust them off in a way to allow them to communicate more with someone. And we can handle some of those questions too on our call.
So. Awesome. Thank you. So we're going to take another caller question. It's from Doralee. You've been waiting patiently for a long time, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just left Carolyn where she's at, and I don't think she has access to the Zoom program.
Okay.
I didn't know how to do the question. So just a quick question. We have a dog that's got some healing. He is 14, maybe 15, and he's a little Maltese, and he's got a condition in his feet where the toxins are leaking out. That's just a big name. It's probably not important. And then he has a liver kind of thing going on that's with all the toxins. I was going to let her talk about it, so she's not available. I just left her location. So I don't know if Kelly has anything to say about that, or we can talk later.
What's the dog's name?
Buddy.
Buddy. Okay.
Buddy B. Weston.
Buddy Weston? Okay.
Yes, Buddy.
Okay, thank you. So, Michael, what's one quick thing that they could do to help Buddy? And, you know, I'm just saying help Buddy. I'm not saying heal Buddy. I don't know if one thing will heal him, you know? Yeah. So, but in this kind of format, this is what we teach. So, Michael, what would that be? What would that be, please? Well, he is having this, this is a fear-based thing in the spiritual or emotional body, Michael's saying. He's actually reliving a past life experience, more than one past life experience. Perhaps the way to help him would be to cut a cord. Okay, are you going to do it? Do you want her to do it? How are we going to do this? He's suggesting that the group that's gathered here do it. Okay, so those of you that want to, and how would this work? He just said, on the count of three, those that choose to participate will wield my sword of love and kindness as if in your minds you're cutting him free from around the paws. You're not touching the paws, but these chains to the past that are contributing and causing the condition in the present lifetime life body on the count of three. So, one, two, three. And if you've not ever wielded Michael's sword, it's like you might think, you know. I usually use it in my right hand. Wielding is kind of in a commanding, like I think Alara did. So we're finished with that. Is there any more to teach her at this time? No, Michael just said, he said thank you.
Thank you.
Let me know, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Dorley. All right. Awesome. Okay. So how are we doing for time? I know that, was there anything else that you wanted to share with us today, Kelly? I just wanted to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Yes. I think I'm torn between listening and just deciding on my own. So I think, why don't we close, if we could close with, if we could close with an energy technique from the star system, okay?
Mm-hmm, that'd be awesome.
And if people don't have to have their animals present, if in your mind you want to bring your pet forward, or pets, just bring them forward, okay? Just call them in your mind who you want forward. I'm going to ask for all the spirit guides of all the animals that are present to be present. If you don't want to participate, God mind knows these things, but so we're going to imagine in our mind that the room is full of all the animals, and also in the replay, by the way, the energy will be just as strong on the replay if someone new is coming to this. They'll bring forth their animals, so we're asking for this. We're asking the Ascended Masters, all the Holy Masters, all the Light Beings, God, Mind, Mother, Father, God, to present this in this manner so that all the animals are projected here in front of us. And what is the technique you'd like us to do? Okay, well, okay. They just said free them from the binds that bind them. And how would you like that done? They're saying for simplicity, why don't you shower them with the golden umbrella? So I'll do that. And now I can do it in my mind or I can demonstrate it. As many of you may or may not know, in terms of energy, gold's the highest healing element on the planet, and it represents love. Okay? So we use a lot of gold in first attunements for small animals and horses, and that's by design. Sometimes it's useful also to have a second attunement. So if some of you are listening and your animal has been attuned by myself or a practitioner of mine, and it's been a while, I'd still encourage you to come back because we add on, do something higher and different than we would have done the first time or what we might call a first attunement. So the purpose of the golden umbrella is to shower them with high forms of prosperity. And if you think that's just a kind of a human concept, that's not to be true, because it's something that we do in every animal session. So if you want to close your own eyes, I'd like to project the healing to include you too. I don't know why I wouldn't separate you. Usually the golden umbrella has a silver handle, and for your understanding, silver is the equivalency of gratitude. So when we talk about things like ascension or a magnified healing system, particularly, we're talking about the crucibles of Christ consciousness, which are love and gratitude. Many teachers for many, many times throughout the ages don't teach these things. So that's what the umbrella looks like in your mind. Again, you don't have to feel anything. Your pet doesn't. You don't have to see anything, but we like images because we can all do that. So you might imagine a beautiful exploding kind of umbrella in just a second. Maybe you'll see crystalline pieces or something. Again, it's not a have to. It doesn't take very long at all. So probably 30 seconds. Okay, so from the intergalactic system, let me just bring everyone into calm. Some animal is saying, I'm running late, but I want to come, they're saying. So who would that be? Just out of curiosity. It's a cat. It's a gray cat. He's saying with a white end on the end of his tail. So you can come. All the animals can come. Can come, but I'm going to start, okay? Okay, thank you. So same 7 7. You don't have to recall, I'm just doing it now. Okay, 7 7 8 7 7 7 8 7. Okay, so that was a real fast transmission. The equivalent of light language if I had gone don't kind of thing. Okay, so you have it. I'm finished with that. Okay, so let me know how it might happen to flow. Like anything, I like to be as upfront as I can. Do some animals have miraculous change immediately that's permanent? Yes. Do some people? Yes. Do some animals take some time to integrate what the light beings do in an instant? Yes. Kind of all depends. Your space, you, them, et cetera, et cetera. Michael tells us that healing benefits will continue to come and come and come. to animals, small animals, equines, birds. They know how to do birds now, and human beings. So again, just keep an eye on things for yourself and your friends there. It's one small piece, but sometimes it only takes one piece of something.
Awesome. That was awesome. Yeah, we didn't get the code only because, you know, I guess the energy was so high and vibrating so fast that there was some...
You don't need the code. They gave that to me to project out. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Good. Because there was like interference at that time. It was weird. So yeah. Awesome. Good. Thank you. And yes, I know Neo is cute. She's a cutie. Thank you. Wow. I for one am feeling a little bit spacey from that. Just from the golden umbrella. You know, I'm feeling a little bit spacey myself, you know. I definitely felt a shift. So it's not just animals, it's people too. Right? Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Ah, drink some water. Be willing to receive, right? Good, thank you. All right, so that was awesome. So much to learn about working with animals, small animals, working with, I think Linda was just asking really quickly about, you know, the rocking the baby, if you can use that also for horses, but I think that would be, I'm gonna let you answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just to be clear and authentic about things, I was going to go off in a different direction, but there's no way that it can't provide some benefit to any animal. It depends. With horses, you've got spaces and corrals and who cares for them and, you know, other kind of extenuating factors in many cases, but yeah, I would get on a stool. Now, I wouldn't be too close to the horse, or, you know, I don't know what their field is. So I would not do it. So mm-hmm. If you could safely get on a stool, be far enough away from the equine, and yes, I would. Doesn't matter if you start at the head or the tail, but start it at one end and just know that the slower that you go, the better, because some of the animals are very sensitive, and if you get going too fast, you can energetically kind of go out you. So you go very slowly. Just think slow and gentle, and it'll all be fine.
Mm, awesome. Thank you. Yeah, and Marianne is saying the whales and dolphins would love this too. Oh, absolutely. And they would receive even more easily, I think. Because they're already a higher vibration.
Yes, of course, because Earth, you know, even though we talk about a Mother Earth is elevating, et cetera, by nature, land is denser than water, so.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
And okay, so, one more quick thing from Michael, if I can.
Yes.
That is, he just said, if someone wants to skim the codes across the water, let's say you do live near the ocean, or you do particularly the ocean when we did that pollution thing, mm-hmm. Like a frisbee, he's saying. Have some fun with this, he's saying, and go into the water, stand into the water, and he said, toss the code like it's a disc, you know, a frisbee toy thing. Mm-hmm. And let me know what happens. Okay, because it will boomerang back, what I'm hearing. So if you're kind of, you know, loving what's, you know, we're sharing here, and you're living near the ocean, and try it out for yourself. If you have that knowingness between land and water, okay, it probably adds a little more zip to it.
Mm, awesome. And so, you know, it's about playing with it, playing with the code, and seeing what happens, being present, you know, be grounded, and then let Archangel Michael know what happened.
You know, one thing very much so is that, you know, we all have these creative powers. And so a lot of times, I guess what he threw in there is because the idea of a code could be sterile or something, you know, mm-hmm. The word star code or harmonic code. That's not the impression that we want to leave people with, right? They're organic, changeable, highly charged, light language can be a combination of tone and sacred geometry, and to some degree, who knows what else they're infusing us with. So, yeah. Again, just be joyous, you know, about it when you go about using them.
Yeah, have fun with it. Be at a lighter frequency, right? Lighter vibration, not so serious. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. So thank you, Archangel Michael, for all of the wisdom and the codes and just, you know, the processes. And thank you, Kelly, for sharing so much with us. There's so much more, I know, but, you know, we just touched on it. But thank you. And it's such a great service to all the pets and animals. So, you know, because they are so precious to us, right? So thank you.
One more quick thing, I promise I won't keep raising my hand. The Book of Animals, if you've not read it, which is in the package, is a super de-duper book, if I can't say it myself. And even if you're not an animal lover, Michael tells us some miraculous things. And some things about the mystical animals that are going to come back to our planet. Pegasus, the woolly mammoth, their codes in there too for certain species. And so anyway, I hope you're moved to spread your knowledge, spread the knowledge of Archangel Michael, and help heal our animals.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Yes, thank you. And so yes, the book is part of the bonus in the package, and the package is available at alara.at/show/Kelly6. So please do take a look at that. And thank you everyone for all of your questions as well. So I know we didn't get to everybody, but thank you for all of your questions. So until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye for now.